We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. If you were hanging in there with us, I really appreciate it. We got all three of our guests in tonight. And I'm really so grateful and happy that we were able to do that. Bren's going to quickly play me out because Bren ain't going anywhere. Bren is up next. Bren Butler, ladies and gentlemen, and his musical journey through his course of life is up next. What's the name of the show, Bren? A Red Horizon, ladies and gentlemen, is next. Bren Butler, don't go anywhere. Keep it right here, locked to WIXR. I'm Chip, and for all of us here, for Bren, for myself, and for lovely Lola, thank you for being a part of this sub-broadcast with us. And we look to see you next week. In the meantime, we are out. Take care. Bye-bye.
Girls, oh.
to raising up the dead. I'm gonna send them to the house of Cain. I've been praying in the light of the waning moon. Slay your doggone soul. I've been taken out of heaven. I've been put upon this world. I've been walking up and down to and fro.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Event Horizon with y'all. That was Danzig with Bodies off of the Danzig 2 album, 1992 maybe. We got some little bit of grunge, a little bit of metal, a little bit of some dark, what do you call it, the minor chords. We'll be playing some of that in the first half for y'all. Metal as well, and then we'll be going into a bit of a faster direction around the second half, so stick with me. Thank y'all.
Remember.
ladies and gentlemen. That was a good first half, I believe. That song right there was Ghost Rider by the Rollins Band. That was a cover of a song from 1977 from the famous or infamous band Suicide. And that was a very groundbreaking song at the time. But I think that cover is damn fine, if I might say so myself. There's also like a 12 or 13 minute version online. I don't really know where that version comes from. But, you know, if what you were hearing sounded good in that first half, then by all means, check it out. After I dropped y'all into, or after I ended it with Bodies and we went into the music last time, we dropped into I Can't Remember by Alice in Chains. I love that first album by them. It's truly, you know, the only thing I go to when I'm in the mood to listen to that band. No disrespect. And after that, we switched up and went into a little bit of a doom direction with the next couple of songs. That was Sons of Arrakis with Lonesome Preacher off of their Volume 1 album from a couple years ago. And after that, we went into Be My Witch by Margarita Witch Cult. Two bands that you know, sound pretty good back-to-back together if I you know, put my little input in there. But we're going to switch it up in this second half here. We like to, you know, not stick to one genre per show over here at the Event Horizon, 7 p.m. on Mondays. And so we're going to go into a little bit of a punk direction here in the next 30 minutes I got with y'all. Hope you've been enjoying yourselves. We had DJ Lola with Level Lola here earlier today, and then about 6 o'clock, Chip Washington with Real Talk. We have a pretty stacked Monday for y'all here, so tune in earlier and keep those shows in mind in 7 days from now. But we're going to get into it with a band called Pure Hell, an early punk band. We're going to, you know, just run the gamut of punk music. I don't try to care about genre and, you know, sticking to a singular genres or subgenres here on Event Horizon. So we're just going to go, you might hear some 70s stuff, you might hear some 90s stuff, but you know, here on this show, we like to keep it dark, atmospheric, but sometimes energetic. I might go work out here after I get out of here, so might need a little pump up. This is Courageous Cat by Pure Hell. Let's get into this. We'll be right back.
Town.
Thank you. There's no need for applause. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up another edition of the Event Horizon Show here on WYXR. But there'll be more music to come here up next at 8 o'clock. We got Lana Hayes. Last week, her first song was a Cure song. I believe it was Cold. That felt almost intentional. Great album by them. Perhaps we'll hear some Cure on the Event Horizon here in the future. In the background, you're hearing Euphoria by Killing Joke, legendary post-punk and punk band. Oh, they switch it up too, you know. Like I said earlier, disregard genres, subgenres. Here on the Event Horizon, we don't care about all that crap. But I tried to at least split this show up into metal, roughly, for most of the first half, and then the second half, roughly, mostly punk or hardcore punk, if you do want to indulge in the subgenres. Let me see, what did we leave off on? Oh, it was Pure Hell with Courageous Cat, and then we went right into Mudhoney with Touch Me, I'm Sick. Nice little throwback sound to it. Almost sounded like some garage rock from the 60s or something. After that, we went into Loose by the Stooges. I love that album, Funhouse, where Loose comes from. That's one of the singles, I'm sure. And after that, we went into Agent Orange with Bloodstains. Although it was a a different version of it. I believe it was, it may have come out in the 2000s. That could have come out in 2008 or so. I could be completely wrong there. But Bloodstains originally comes from their debut album, although that's a re-recorded version. Sounds a little crisper. After that, we went into Victory Lap by Propagandi. Some hardcore punk for you. Came out in 2017. It's one of their most popular songs, and for good reason. It's kind of a journey of a song. I've said that before about it. It goes in so many different directions, and it doesn't get old. We got some technical difficulties here, ladies and gentlemen, so bear with me. I apologize about that. But after that, we went into AFI's The Boy Who Destroyed the World. That was coming off of their, I believe it was 98. They dropped an EP in between albums, and it was fairly horror-influenced, you know, a great deal of Misfits influence on that EP, and that kind of led them to experiment later, especially on their next album, which I play, or you may hear in the future, plenty of. I love that little run by that band, AFI. It was like their late 90s run. Dropped some great albums and an EP. Speaking of the Misfits, we went right into London Dungeon by them. I believe it was a 1980 recording. I love their box set. Although there are, you know, plenty of compilations and things like that of the Misfits work. And then I gave y'all a Joy Division song, Shadow Play, a live version of that song. And that was if you want the details, I believe that was their April 11th, 1980 performance at the Factory in Manchester. And to keep it a little post-punk, like I said earlier, Killing Joke with Euphoria. This is coming off of an album later in their discography called Pylon, I believe. They have a long discography. Once I kind of tried to do a deep dive, I realized how difficult it could be. I only know them from their first album, which was like in 1980, roughly, maybe 81. But hey, like I said, there's more WYXR to come here. I believe we may have Lena Hayes up here, just about 8:01. So thank y'all for another, keeping me company here on the radio station. So I know I'm not talking to nobody out in the void. So I'll be back on Monday, and like I said at the beginning of the show, we got a great lineup here on Monday. So please check out from 5 p.m. We got DJ Lola. If you want some hip hop and some R&B, and get a little deep dive into the samples that may appear in some of her favorite works, along with some current releases. She's a lot better than I am. And once I turned about 20 years old, it became a lot harder for me to catch up with current rap releases. Well, I believe next week I may try to get a rap, or at least a little, maybe half a session of rap music, maybe 30 minutes of rap. The whole deal is, you know, being able to find or create your own radio edits, and that takes time. And if I want to do that week by week, I got to limit how much rap, just for my own sanity and how much time I'm spending, you know, behind the laptop at home creating my own versions of these underground songs. That's the struggle. but no matter, we like to play a variety of music here on the Event Horizon. Metal, punk, electronic, rap music, you name it. But thank you again for sticking with it. WYXR. Sweet, sweet baby. Someone to teach things you'd like for them to do. Well, if I'm your baby, your one and only baby, I'll be willing to do anything you say. I wanna be
WYXR Memphis.